Never be daunted by small beginnings. Just as a short prayer at the beginning. Come as you are to the house of the Lord. Come with your mustard seed faith. Come even with your great faith. Come even without any faith. For it is for you that God sent his own Son. Never be daunted by small beginnings. Parable of the mustard seed. Is there a biblical error? Did Jesus claim that there was no seed smaller than the mustard seed in the whole earth? Today we know there are seeds much smaller than mustard seeds. I saw an orchid up on Cadbury Camp. Do you know the orchid seed? There's one type of orchid seed which is only 1/200th of a millimetre, 1/200th of a millimetre across. It has no food reserves, which of course most of the seed is, isn't it? You think of the kernel in that poem, breaking open to get that nutrition. Most of that is food reserves. The DNA is a very tiny bit of it. They rely entirely on fungi for nutrients to germinate. Isn't that amazing? Orchids. So was Jesus wrong? So why would Jesus claim that mustard seeds must be the smallest of all seeds on earth? The problem with that reasoning is that it is probably, and I think it probably is, misinterpreting Jesus' words in the context given. Jesus wasn't giving lessons on botany, he was giving lessons on theology. Context, characters, intentions are the essential factors that we use in everyday speech. And Jesus was talking to the average Jewish person of that time, often farmers. So, according to commentators, the Jews of Jesus' days used the phrase as small as a mustard seed to refer to anything small and unnoticeable. And Jesus used this phrase to give Jews a starting point for this parable. They were familiar with the 1 millimetre size of the mustard seed, so the mustard seed is about a 1 millimetre apparently. It's still pretty tiny, since many of their farmers had planted it themselves. And the mustard plant is generally considered to be what's called the black mustard, a large annual plant which in fact can grow as to quite a large bush. And there's a description of a chap being on a horse and his head was level with the height of the bush. So it is quite a big bush really, almost a tree. And it's in the cabbage or broccoli family. And it grows from this proverbially small seed. And the point being also, I didn't realise, it's got these bright yellow flowers in the summer, which bloom, and birds love it. They go into it, and they're protected. This smallness is also used in some other references in Scripture, the smallest of the mustard seed, often referred to faith rather than the kingdom of God, in Matthew 17:10 and Luke 17:6. So Jesus built on that knowledge about the idea of faith being as small as a mustard seed to explain the kingdom of God. So basically, the mustard seed was a metaphor. Something taking the known to the unknown. Building an idea about the spiritual realm on a known physical structure, such as a mustard seed, made it easier for his audience to understand. So in this short parable, it's only two verses, the mustard seed is often cited for its tiny size that contrasts dramatically with the great size of the mustard plant, which becomes quite a big shrub. So Jesus was communicating using images. As I alluded to at the beginning before the poem, in the Old Testament, when you talk about a tree, it often talks about that's referring to a great empire. A way of describing a great empire in the Old Testament was a tree, and Jesus is here is using it for the kingdom of God. And the tributary nations within it were like the birds finding shelter in the shadow of its branches. And the empire Jesus is describing is the kingdom of God. There are some key points to take away from this parable. And I think the real point of the parable is the marvellous discrepancy between the hiddenness of the kingdom at its sowing and the lush, manifest exuberance of it in its final, totally successful fruition. So the real point of the parable is this idea of don't be daunted by small things. The smallest thing, the sowing of the kingdom, can produce lush, manifest exuberance in its final, totally successful fruition. So, something small and apparently insignificant, maybe that tiny seed of our own faith, that thing, like the poem said, that we count as worthless, the mustard seed, nothing, absent, nothing, is incredibly valuable. The kingdom of God is for everybody. One idea of the birds is, one people talk about that, perhaps that represents the Gentiles. So we're the birds taking shelter in this kingdom. And with God's help and water, of course, great growth is possible. So never be daunted by small things. So finally, what is the kingdom of God? Well, it's where God rules. It's where we find safety and shelter, like the birds in the tree. The sphere of God's influence. Evil is overcome. Wholeness and healing. And kingdom values are expressed. And I think the Sermon on the Mount is probably somewhere to point people rather than the Old Testament Great Commandments. I don't know, you can talk about that later on. If you want to look at kingdom values, I think the Sermon on the Mount really spells it out. So, never be daunted by small beginnings. So, with that in mind, let's hear that poem again and see if you can see the images that, as I say, Denise Levertov was drawing on. Okay. Whoever saw the mustard plant? A wayside weed or planted crop? Grow as tall as a shrub? Let alone a tree? A tree full of shade? And nests? And songs? Acres of yellow? And not a bird of the air in sight. No, he who knew the west wind brought rain and the south wind thunder, he who walked the field paths, drawing his hand up the grain stems, to glean the intimate milky kernels that lay within, that are good to break on the tongue. I was talking of miracle, the seed within us, that which we might count as worthless, mustard seed, dust, nothing. Faith is rare, he must have been saying. Prodigious, unique, one infinitesimal grain divided, like loaves and fishes. As if from a mustard seed, the great shade tree grew. That rare, that strange kingdom of God. The soul, a bird. A great concourse of birds, at home amongst the yellow flowers, wings flying. The waiting kingdom of faith, the seeds waiting to be sown.